Mr. President, Madam Director General, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of ASEAN member countries, namely Brunei Darussalam, the Kingdom of Cambodia, the Republic of Indonesia, the Lao People's Democratic Republic, Malaysia, the Republic of the Union of Myanmar, the Republic of the Philippines, the Republic of Singapore, the Kingdom of Thailand, and the Socialist Republic of Vietnam. As chair of the Asian Health Minister meeting, I wish to share with you ASEAN perspective on health and how we see health as part of the development goal beyond 2015. Mr. President, Asia is home to more than 600 million people, accounting for 8.6% of the global population. Despite the large diversity within the region, member countries are committed to the common goal of establishing the ASEAN community by 2015. The aim is to realize a rule-based, people-centered, and socially responsible community where all nations and their people can live together in peace, security, stability, and share common prosperity. While economic integration may be the main driver of the ASEAN community, health is in fact an essential and integral component of our community building. With the adoption of the Vision of Healthy ASEAN 2020 in April 2000, health is recognized as a fundamental right of our people. ASEAN Health Development Corporation will strive to achieve greater social justice and equity, as well as solidarity in action towards the healthy paradigm that embraces health promotion, disease prevention and control, and health care for all. Health development is a shared responsibility and must involve greater participation and empowerment of people, communities, and institutions. Much progress has already been achieved. Given ASEAN rapid economic growth and development, millions of households have been lifted out of poverty and their health condition improved. ASEAN has made great significant progress toward the achievement of the health-related Millennium Development Goal, or MDG 4, 5, and 6. This, in turn, has contributed towards the further economic and social development of ASEAN as a whole. In this connection, we should therefore build upon the health-related MDGs. It is important to sustain the gain achieved, accelerate progress, and address remaining gaps. But the new health goals must be more forward-looking and even more ambitious. They should contribute toward a more equitable and right-based approach to development, social and health equity, and sustainability, which is current MDGs fall short. They should also address health in a holistic manner while taking into account emerging global health challenges and social determinants of health in order to reduce exposure to risk factors of communicable disease and non-communicable disease as well. The joint statement of the 11th ASEAN Health Minister meeting and other related meeting in Phuket, Thailand in July 2012 identified four priority health challenges to be addressed in ASEAN, including to tackle the increasing burden of non-communicable disease, to tackle the increasing prevalence of tobacco consumption, to achieve the universal health coverage, and to achieve zero new HIV infection, zero discrimination, zero AIDS-related deaths. Our efforts are not only geared towards the public health situation in ASEAN, but also globally as well. That is why we stand ready to share our expertise, experience, and best practice with other countries. Mr. President, the link between health and development cannot be overstated. A healthy population is an essential fundamental of economic growth and sustainable development. Therefore, we believe that health must continue to figure prominently in the post-2015 development agenda. ASEAN, therefore, supports the outcome of the global thematic consultation on health in Botswana in March this year. We believe that well-being for all should be overarching goal of the post-2015 development agenda. Because health is a state of the physical, mental, and social well-being, as enshrined in the definition of health in the WHO Constitution, health is an integral part of well-being. Therefore, putting well-being at the top of the agenda will allow the mainstream of the health in all sectors as a concrete measurement of our sustainable development policy. At the same time, we recognize the significant and concrete role played by the universal health coverage to support achievement of the Millennium Development Goal and commit to collectively accelerate the progress and build up our capacity. At the core of its concept, USC aims to provide access to quality, comprehensive, essential health services for all without exposing them to financial risk. USC is therefore a powerful tool to promote inclusiveness, equity, and rights-based approach to development, which also helping to reduce poverty. In this regard, we fully support partnerships to promote universal access to healthcare as a part of promoting well-being for all, as a focus on the next generation of global development objective. USC, in a comprehensive manner, also cover disease prevention and promotion of health throughout the life course. It allows us to address in a systematic way the challenge of our aging population, which could profoundly impact our economic and the future health care system and financing. It is also an important means to achieve the 9 global target of NCD prevention and control. Mr. President, as we look toward the future, we cannot abandon the unfinished agenda. The problem of new emerging disease and malnutrition need to be further emphasized. Communicable disease, including pandemic influenza, HIV, AIDS, malaria, maternal and child mortality, all still pose a threat to mankind. In this connection, ASEAN reaffirmed its commitment to make every effort to sustain the gain achieved and accelerate progress towards the achievement of the health-related Millennium Development Goal. In line with the outcome of the high-level panel of the eminent person on post-2015 development agenda, co-chaired by the President of the Indonesia, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, and the President of Liberia, we also call for a renewed global partnership that will enable a transformative, people-centered, and planet-sensitive development agenda, one which should be realized through an equal partnership of all stakeholders. As mandated by Bali Declaration on ASEAN Community, in a global community of nations, Bali Concord 3, we are committed to collectively undertake cooperation at the global level on health through enhancing ASEAN coordination and cooperation on key global issues of common interest and concern in relevant multilateral fora and international organizations, and also raising ASEAN profile and constructive role in the global stage. Lastly, we, the ASEAN Health Minister, pledge our continued support for health to be fully integrated and earn its rightful place in the post-2015 development agenda. Thank you, Mr. President.